This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday rejected a challenge to access to the abortion pill mifepristone, meaning the commonly used drug can remain widely available and can continue to be mailed to patients without an in-person doctor's visit. Mifepristone is used as part of a two-drug FDA-approved regimen that is now the most common form of abortion in the United States. The court found unanimously that the group of anti-abortion doctors who questioned the Food and Drug Administration's decisions making it easier to access the pill did not have legal standing to sue. As a result, the lawsuit will be dismissed. The FDA had the backing of the pharmaceutical industry, which has warned that any second guessing of the approval process by untrained federal judges could cause chaos and deter innovation. The legal challenge was brought by doctors and other medical professionals represented by the conservative Christian legal group with a contrary name, the Alliance Defending Freedom. By throwing out the case on the grounds of standing, the court avoided reaching a decision on the legal merits of whether the FDA acted lawfully in lifting various restrictions, including one making the drug obtainable via mail, meaning the same issues could yet return to the court in another case. Another regulatory decision left in place means that women can still obtain the pill within 10 weeks of gestation instead of 7, and a decision to allow health care providers other than physicians to dispense the pill remains in effect. The ruling comes 2 years after the Supreme Court, with a 6-3 conservative majority, overturned the landmark abortion rights decision Roe v. Wade, which led to a wave of new abortion restrictions in conservative states. Abortion is effectively banned altogether in 14 United States. A grizzly bear sow with 5 cubs in tow has been spotted in Yellowstone National Park. 5 cubs is so unlikely that Frank Van Manen, who leads the interagency grizzly bear study team, pondered an explanation. Maybe, he said, there was an adoption event. Sometimes 2 female siblings produce cubs in the same year, and one of them ends up with the other's cubs. We've seen that before, Van Manen said, with adoptions taking place. Grizzly bears in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem typically have 1 to 3 cubs. A 4-cub litter is an extreme rarity, documented just 11 times since grizzly monitoring began a half century ago, most recently by world-famous Grizzly 399 in 2020 in Grand Teton National Park, just south of Yellowstone. The sighting will go down as a record 5-cub litter unless Yellowstone officials somehow come up with genetic samples from all 5 cubs and can prove that one or more are not siblings. Although extremely rare, a 5-cub litter was also seen last fall by Jackson, Wyoming resident Tim Mayo, who documented a 5-cub black bear litter on Teton Pass, a record for Wyoming. The massive grizzly brood turned heads in Yellowstone on Wednesday. West Yellowstone, Montana resident Carolyn Golba, who leads tours in Yellowstone, was in the Lamar Valley area around 8:45 a.m. on her day off when she started to hear chatter on her handheld radio. Golba got to the region of the park where the 6 bear family was seen. At times, she said, there were a dozen bears in view. The sow with 5 cubs, another sow grizzly with 3 cubs, and 2 solo black bears. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.